Thanks, Brad. Good morning. With last week's containment of the Dillon Fire and new fires, including on Highway 20, south of Willits on the east side of Highway 101, Humble Fire Chief Ken Wood says it's the season.
Yeah, fire season is in full swing, and as we get a little further east, we're starting to see lightning strikes and fire on 299, the fire's up at 96, and we're going to see a lot more of those, I think, as we just really start to get into the season here.
The Great Fire on Highway 20 is now 60 acres and 70% contained. The City of Arcata will be repairing pavement at the intersection of LK Wood Boulevard and Sunset Avenue today. Eastbound traffic on Sunset will only be allowed to turn right. The workday is anticipated to begin at 8:30 a.m. The last until 4 p.m. Please expect delays or plan alternate travel routes. Please observe all posted construction signage and slow for the cone zone. Pacific Gas and Electric Company reminds customers to call 811 to have underground utility lines marked prior to any digging project. Every 3 minutes nationwide, an underground utility line is damaged during a construction project. So Pacific Gas and Electric advises that these accidents can happen to a residence's backyard, not just on heavy construction projects. A call to 811 connects homeowners and excavating contractors to Underground Service Alert. The free service notifies utility companies about any type of excavation project, and then they dispatch professional locators to the digging site to mark the appropriate locations of any underground lines. Last week, Rex Bone was sworn in as the new 1st District Humboldt County Supervisor, replacing the retiring Jimmy Smith. Bone sat down for his first official talk shop as the newest member of the board and commented upon the transition from being supervisor-elect to supervisor.
This transition out of the ordinary, coming in, you know, five and a half months early and things like that, I can't say enough about staff. I mean, the clerk of the board and the deputy clerks and stuff, they have opened their arms and have helped me so much. And then all the way with Philip Smith Haynes and his staff have been so helpful. And it is a completely different animal. Coming out of the private sector into the public sector, the wheels turn a little bit different, I think.
Bone won the three-way June primarily easily and expected to take over in January. But Smith's early retirement has him on the board a few months early. Bone's interview will be aired this Wednesday on the KINS Talk Shop program, and then afterwards will be available on the website, KINS1063.com. More KINS news after this.
Vichy Springs is a country inn and hot springs resort located halfway between San Francisco and Eureka. Here, Humboldt County residents looking for a rest stop or getaway can experience America's only naturally warm and carbonated champagne mineral baths. We're just 3 miles east of Ukiah, or on the web at www.vichysprings.com. That's www.vichysprings.com.
Reporter Dan Squire brings you the Our Community News segment. Here's Dan with more.
Time now for Our Community News. As we continue our look at disaster preparedness on the North Coast, an area prone to earthquake, flood, and fire, the nuts and bolts of being prepared for when disaster strikes are not all that complicated. As CHP Officer Paul Dalen pointed out, having an emergency kit ready to go when disaster hits is the most basic step in being prepared. The Red Cross knows a thing or two about responding to natural disasters, and they provide an excellent resource on what to have ready when it's time to move out quickly. 1 gallon of water per person, a 3-day supply of non-perishable food if you have to evacuate, and if you're staying at home, a 2-week supply. Medications, a flashlight with batteries, a radio, tools such as an axe or a hatchet, a knife, a shovel and rope, sanitation and personal hygiene products, copies of important personal documents, including deeds or leases, and proof of address. You should also take a cell phone with a charger, extra cash, blankets and maps, the old-fashioned sort, that are impossible to refold. Those form just the basic items needed in case of an emergency, and the Red Cross has plenty of other suggestions. And that's Our Community News.
Thanks, Dan. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.